Thanks, mate, that's lovely. Hells, what we might need to do is, because we haven't got Bibles, it might be that when I refer us to a verse, you may just need to flip back to those passages. You might be surprised to hear that when I was at school, I used to be known as a loudmouth. Surprising. Absolutely shocked. It's because I used to shout out in class most of the time, and it was true, but because people knew me as a loudmouth, that's how they used to judge me. So they used to judge me as a loudmouth without really getting to know me. Wonder if you've ever felt what it's like to be misunderstood. When someone judges you without actually really knowing you. It hurts, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's annoying.
It is annoying.
It's annoying because they don't know you. They don't know who you are. They may not even have talked to you, and yet they judge you for who they think you are. I want to suggest to you that Christians can be misunderstood as well. Some people judge them as good people, someone who goes to church who's nice, or someone who looks down on others, someone who doesn't accept other people's views, someone who hates homosexuals. Christians can be defined in all sorts of different ways. For a few minutes tonight, I want us to have a look at this passage in the Bible. It will be up on the screen. And whatever judgments you might have about Christians or Christianity or things you've heard, I want you to put them aside for one moment. I want you to listen to what Paul says about what a Christian is. You may know what it's like to be judged. Let's not judge Christianity without knowing really what it is. Now, a passage that was read for us by Emma, it's from the book of Ephesians, that's in the New Testament. It was written about 25 years after Jesus died, so that's AD 60. And it was written by a guy called Paul, who was a Christian, who was writing to Christians in a place called Ephesus, which is in modern-day Turkey, for those of you who like your geography. Now, in this part of the letter, he's telling them about what Christians were and what Christians are. And he's going to tell us three things about what a Christian is. And the first is going to come up on the screen. And firstly, a Christian is someone who admits that they're dead because of their sin. So if you flip back, as you're going to have to, Hayley, and have a look at verse 1. Look at the very first verse. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins. You were dead in your transgressions and sins. Here's a little illustration for you. Christians and non-Christians look fairly similar on the outside, don't they? Not like oranges, but fairly similar. But there's a big difference, and I'm going to show you. I'm going to cut up this orange. Juicy. But sadly, this one, not so nice. Not so nice. Black in the middle. Why am I cutting up oranges in front of you? The reason I'm cutting up oranges in front of you is because a Christian realises that already, although they might be okay on the outside, and the world might think they're good on the outside, on the inside, they know they're like that. That disgusting little piece of black ink that I put in the orange a little bit earlier on. And they realise they're like that because their hearts, the control centre that makes all the decisions for them, lives in a way that doesn't please God, but pleases themselves. It's quite a humbling thought, isn't it? Because what that means is a Christian isn't someone who thinks they're perfect. A Christian isn't someone who thinks they're perfect. They're someone who knows they're not. And because they're not, a Christian isn't someone who can judge others. A Christian isn't someone who can judge others because they know on the inside their heart is exactly the same as everybody else. Well, you might think to yourself, great, AJ, thanks for the illustration, thanks for the little note, but why does that matter? Who cares? I know I'm not perfect, mostly, so why does it really matter? Have a look at the last line of verse 3. Paul says that, like the rest, we were objects of wrath. We were by nature deserving of wrath. What that means is, because of our human nature, because of what we're like naturally, we rebel against God, we are all objects of God's right anger and judgment. I wonder if that's a surprise to you. That a Christian is actually someone who admits that they don't live in a way that honours God. That they need his forgiveness. that they don't put him first. That in God's eyes, they will never match up to his standard. Now, I don't know about you. I don't like to say sorry. I don't like to admit I'm wrong. And I don't like needing someone else's forgiveness. I don't want to admit that I'm not up to God's standards. It can be very hard to hear that we need to say sorry to a God, especially if he's not even a God that we believe in. But that's what a Christian is. A Christian is someone who believes they need to say sorry to a God who exists and believes that they will be judged because they reject him. Sounds quite bad news at the moment, but amazingly, God hasn't left us in that state where we beat ourselves up and say how rubbish we are. Because if we're a Christian, there is some great news around the corner. It's in our second point that a Christian is someone who believes they're made alive because of Jesus. You're going to have to flip back again, Hales, to verse 4. This is how we know this. Have a look at verse 4. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions or sins. It is by grace you have been saved. Now, being a Christian was like a Facebook status. This is what it would look like. It's going to come up on the screen in a moment. If a Christian was a Facebook status, this is what it would look like. You would start off with your status being dead in my sins. That's what we've looked at so far. But our status changes because of God to being alive in Christ. See, a Christian is someone that believes that God has given them a new status. He's made them alive even when they were dead in their sins. And what motivation could God possibly have for doing this? Well, it was back in verse 4 that despite how we treat him, he shows his great love for us and gives us a new status. And it's a status that we can't achieve for ourselves. Now, a picture's going to come up on the screen in a moment about a ship. This was in June 2011. It took $5.7 million to free this ship called Susan K, for some reason, and its crew of 10 Ukrainians and Filipinos from Somali pirates. It had been held for 3 months. It had been held since April of this year. And you see, when that $5.7 million was paid, the crew status went from being captive and held hostage to being declared free. The crew didn't do it themselves. It wasn't a status they achieved. Someone else had to do it for them. Well, a Christian is someone who accepts that their new status is all because of God's forgiveness. Nothing to do with them, but his forgiveness that's come at a price. And the price was his son, the Lord Jesus, who died on the cross and was raised from the dead so that our price of being free could be paid. It's not something we can earn ourselves. These guys stuck on that boat for 3 months couldn't earn their rescue. There's nothing we could do to earn ours either from God. And it's a Christian is someone who accepts God's gift of grace. And it's something they cannot earn. Who should I choose? Now, I gave Abby a free pack of sweets. She's not earned it. She doesn't deserve it, necessarily. She doesn't have to pay it back. Sorry, Abby. She doesn't have to pay it back. I've given her a free gift, and all she's had to do is accept it. There's no strings attached. She hasn't got to go and give me 5 packets of Skittles next week. But God has offered us a much bigger gift for free than a packet of Skittles. And someone who accepts God's free gift of forgiveness does it by saying sorry to God, by believing in his son, the Lord Jesus' rescue, that he died for us on the cross. For our sins. So this is what it doesn't mean. It means a Christian can't be proud and say that they deserve to be saved. Because they don't. They were dead in their sin. They deserve God's right judgment for not living the way he would want them to. And a Christian can't boast and say, well, I saved myself. It was me that did it. All about me. Because it's a gift from God. It's not the good things that we do. It's so that no one can boast. And that wonderful gift is much bigger than a packet of Skittles. It's a life forever with God. And it's free. And no one on this planet can give you a better gift for free than the gift God can give you. Over to you. A few questions are going to come up on the screen. I'd love you to go back to your tables. Do enjoy the food that we provided to you for free, not as good as God's gift. And have a look at some of these questions. And as you do that, it may be that questions come up from these questions or questions about what I've said. And what we're going to do is going to hand around some paper and pens. If you do have a question, write them down, and I'm going to try and answer them in the time that we have left.